Yeah, real good. Gaffer says he wanted to keep me here, so it just took a little time to just get everything sorted. And then I was always going to sign it, to be honest with you. I've loved it my last 4 years, and I wanted to keep playing here, so that was nice.
I know you did a national paper interview recently where you talked about how much you changed and how much the manager has personally been involved in that development. Just give us an idea of that.
So when I came down, he's just obviously helped me with all my life, not just football. He's helped me with my eating, with my personal life, with on different sides of it. So I think he's been more than just a manager to me. So I need to obviously repay him back, but I obviously love the club as well. So I was always going to sign, and he was a big part of it as well.
How much does that set him apart from other managers? Obviously, if he's well renowned as a coach, he's very highly rated as a coach, but the other side that people don't see behind the scenes as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's an unbelievable coach. He does everyone that you think might not be able to get better, he gets them better. He does, I don't know how he does it, but he obviously works hard behind the scenes as well. But when I remember when Tequila Ronte first came, he took him out for dinner as well. He took me and Tequila out, and we had dinner with him, and I don't know, he cares more than football. He cares about your family. He's always asking how your family is. He'll, if something up, he'll always try and give you advice and stuff. He's just a good guy, and do you know what I mean, a good manager as well. So yeah.
As you sit here now, do you recognise the Ryan Fraser that came down here from Aberdeen?
No, I can't really remember him, if I'm honest. No, I don't know. I was just a young boy, and I've obviously matured now, and I was a little bit shy. I didn't speak to the lads for a little while and stuff like that. But now I'm one of the guys in the group and stuff now. So I do stuff with him. So no, there's a massive change.
What about your form at the minute as well? Because obviously you had the big impact in the Arsenal and the Liverpool games. They're the ones that people remember from this season, which really sort of lit your season up, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think I'm doing well. I think obviously the results ain't been great recently, but I think we need to put that right against Everton. We just need that one result that might spur us on again, so to get everyone's confidence back. I mean, confidence a little bit low right now, which is going to be after the forum, but I do feel like if we can maybe just get one result, it'll just boost us.
You seem to spend more of the time on Tuesday night being blocked off the ball and rugby tackled and all sorts. That was a game on Tuesday night where they were obviously going to just try and stop you at all costs. How do you deal with that as a player?
I don't know, Gaffer has already spoken to me about it. Obviously teams are just trying to maybe double up on me or just try and not let me affect the game as much. But I don't know, I don't want to say stuff about the ref, but I thought there was about 7 times where Ward took me down, and he could have booked him. Didn't book him until the fourth tackle, until JT said the fourth official, and he wasn't going to book him again until JT told the fourth official, and then he finally booked him. So, and there was 2 after that one where he could have got a second yellow. So it was just, I don't know, I'm obviously doing something right if people are trying to take me down and stuff. I think I need to take confidence for that, and obviously not moan about it and stuff. But yeah, a little bit of help would be nice from the ref, yeah.
Yeah, and you talk about confidence as well. How much is that a part of your game, when you're believing that you're flying at top level, if you like?
Yeah, definitely. Last couple of years, when you're running out the team, and sometimes when you don't get a run of games, people don't know how hard it is. Do you know what I mean? You feel like, right, I've got this one game, and if I don't do it, that's me gone for 4 weeks, 5 weeks. That was kind of what the start of the season was like. I got a couple of games, then I'd just not see the bench. And I think now I'm getting a run of games, I'm slowly going to get better and better and better. So hopefully I can just keep doing, maybe getting an assist goal every so often, and then you never know.
What about this weekend? You mentioned Everton briefly, but the team does seem to have performed well against the better teams this season. It's the wrong way around, if you like. But the next 4 games are against teams in the top 8, so that form will need to come back, won't it?
Yeah, definitely. We've done well against big teams this season, so I think we need to take confidence from that in itself. It's obviously an away game against Everton. They're doing well right now, but we back ourselves, do you know what I mean? So if we can just get a good start to the game, stop conceding silly set pieces as well, which we're working on every day, there's no reason why we can't beat them.